From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Rebels from a troubled region of Ethiopia say there is a brewing humanitarian crisis in their homeland, the Ogaden. And they say a United Nations team that was just there did not get full access. The United States, which considers Ethiopia a strong ally in the war on terrorism, has urged Ethiopia to give humanitarian groups more access. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a report.
Abdurrahman Mahdi represents a region that he says has been marginalized by Ethiopia, a vast part of the country bordering Somalia, with no paved roads, no plumbing, and little electricity.
So we just live in the Stone Age, and Ethiopia speaks about development every day. But ironically, the only roads we have, even that gravel road we have in the Ogaden, was built by Mussolini. No one ever in their war with Ethiopia during 1935. If you go to the Grand Canyon, just a whole country like the Grand Canyon, just like that, just desolate land with nothing there.
Mahdi, who describes himself as the foreign minister of the main rebel group, the Ogaden National Liberation Front, says these days the Ogaden is under siege. He accuses Ethiopian troops of burning villages and crops, blocking humanitarian aid, raping women, and carrying out horrendous acts.
They went there to the Babaza village. They captured two women and seven elders, and they hanged them from trees with wires. They do it slowly. They don't kill it right away. They torture them. They collect all the people together, and then they strangle them in front of the people. And they make sure that it goes for a long time so that the people will be affected.
Such reports could not be independently confirmed, and Ethiopia denies carrying out atrocities in the Ogaden. The long-simmering conflict there intensified after the rebels attacked a Chinese-run oil field in the region in April, killing dozens of Chinese and Ethiopian workers. Ethiopia also has security concerns in the region because it borders Somalia, and the population is mainly ethnic Somali. The chairman of the ONLF, the Ogaden National Liberation Front, Mohamed Omar Osman, says the rebels have their own cause, not linked to Somalia, and a fighting force that the Ethiopian army can't easily defeat.
When you compare it with the Ethiopian army, it will be very small, but it's enough to harass them at that they can't settle and do their bad business peacefully. And they're helping us get more and more every day because they're harassing our population so much. Our young men are coming and women over and starting to fight.
The Ogadenis came to Washington with a plea for help. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Jendai Fraser, says she will not meet with them, however. She says she wants to send a signal.
You know, you can't go around killing Chinese oil workers and Ethiopians and others to try to make your point that the region needs further development. It's a harsh environment. It's subject to drought and to floods. And we all need to do more to try to help develop it, both the Ethiopian government and the international community.
Fraser accuses the Ogaden National Liberation Front of mining roads and exaggerating what's taking place there. Fraser only mildly rebuked Ethiopia, saying it is understating the problem and needs to give humanitarian workers access and reopen critical trade routes.
It's a dangerous region, but it's extremely important that the civilian population not be caught in a crossfire between the ONLF and the government conducting its counterinsurgency.
U.S. troops based in the Horn of Africa in Djibouti have been digging wells and doing humanitarian work in the Ogaden, but Fraser confirmed that U.S. troops have not had access to the region in recent months. Ethiopia briefly detained several U.S. soldiers in the Ogaden earlier this year. Fraser said, without elaborating, that they shouldn't have been there. Ethiopia also kicked out the International Committee of the Red Cross and Doctors Without Borders after those aid groups publicly raised alarms about the violence in the region. They are now quietly negotiating with Ethiopia to return. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.